AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Ukraine and Russia agreed to swap dead and wounded troops, but have made no progress towards ending the war. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that there have been more victims identified in the Boulder attack.
Four additional victims have been identified in the Boulder attack, in which a man is accused of throwing Molotov cocktails into a group that had gathered to bring attention to Israeli hostages in Gaza. District Attorney Michael Doherty.
Continue to encourage victims and witnesses to come forward and contact law enforcement.
Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, Bishop Gruhl, says the suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon, showed no remorse.
And when he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
Federal and state prosecutors filed separate criminal charges against Solomon. Solomon faces the possibility of life in prison for the federal charges on top of hundreds of years at sentencing for the state charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
ICE is defending its agents for wearing masks while arresting illegal immigrants. AP's Sagar Meghani.
The acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement chief is defending his agents wearing masks while detaining illegal immigrants. Todd Lyons says agents and their families are being doxxed, with people taking pictures, posting them online, and targeting them with death threats.
So I'm sorry if people are offended by them wearing masks, but I'm not going to let my officers and agents go out there and put their lives on the line and their family on the line.
Lyons spoke as ICE officials in Boston reported taking nearly 1,500 immigrants into custody last month. He told Fox and Friends yesterday the agency's averaging about 1,600 arrests a day. White House official Stephen Miller has said the Trump administration's goal is for ICE to arrest 3,000 a day.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on volcanic activity in Europe.
One of the world's most active volcanoes is active again. Mount Etna in Sicily sent a huge cloud of smoke and ash several miles into the sky. Experts say part of the southeast crater collapsed, resulting in hot lava flows. It was the 14th eruptive phase in recent months. Despite the fiery show, local officials say it posed no danger to the population. The area of danger was confined to the summit of Etna, which was closed to tourists as a precaution. Sicily's president says lava flows emitted in the eruption had not passed the natural containment area. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two South Florida shark divers convicted of theft for freeing 19 sharks in a giant grouper from a fisherman's log line have been pardoned by President Trump. They'd been convicted of the felony charges in 2022, but avoided prison time. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.